Last time we were talking, you told me that you went to the Soviet Union again after 1936, mm-hmm. and I wanted to know about your subsequent trips back there and how it was different. And,
there was a big improvement in what they saw. See, when I was in 1936, people could tell that the guy undressed the time not Russian. Not that the clothes were different, and not that I'm richly dressed, but I was better dressed than they were.
Mm-hmm.
But then, on my next trip, they couldn't tell the difference.
What year was that?
I'm trying to figure out.
1945, I think.
Was it 45? It may happen was in 1945.
Did you go?
I mean, 1945 was the war for them. Well, I'll tell you something. When did Hitler get to when did he become chancellor there in Germany?
Was Hitler. That the year?
No, do you remember the...
No.
See, because I have a bad memory. No, when I was there in 1936, I think that's when they were discussing it. That he's been writing the book about how he'll reach the Ukraine and
uh-huh.
other parts. I don't remember exactly. You say 45, I think it was later day.
Did you go by yourself?
Yeah, I always go by myself.
How come?
Because it's very hard to make, unless you know whom you're going with. I mean, the person that you go with, that you know that you can depend on him or you want them around. Or else I'm never alone. When you get there, you join wherever they go. Groups go, you can join. So I never feel alone.
How come Laser didn't have your same desire to go back?
We were in business, and the two of us together couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
It would be either or. And in 36, the next three times, he wasn't living anymore. Only in 1936,
mm-hmm.
when I went, he was alive. Mm-hmm. But then he couldn't go. He didn't go the first time. In the other times, I went by myself because he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. When did Laser die?
He died just about as old, long ago as Mike is old. A year old. It's 22 years.
56. So you must have gone to the Soviet Union after he died, you must have gone during the 50s, the second time.
Yeah, late 50s, maybe this is beginning of 60s.
Mm. What did he die of?
Heart attack.
Oh, yeah?
He went to visiting to our in-laws in Chicago. We were invited there. We were sitting at the table just having dinner, and he said, I don't feel good, I don't think I'll eat. So I said to him, well, if you don't feel right, how about having just soup, not the heavy stuff? And he said, no, I can't even do that. And he went back to his book that he was reading in the living room. So we were eating, and all of a sudden he started, you know, showing that he can breathe. Leon was with us too, and called the emergency, and just too late. Everything was said. It was a matter of minutes.
How old was he?
He was, I think, 60 or something.
Did he have a heart trouble before?
No. Not that he knew of, or not that I knew of. No.
How did that change your life to be single again, to be alone?
It's a very, very bad change. Luckily, Leon was in town. He lived in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
But before he was here. No, it was after he was married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I remained with a house. Big house, and with a new house, and we bought it. And I was trying to sell it. It took a long time before I did, and I didn't go through it.
What happened to the grocery store?
Oh, sold the grocery store. No, they didn't. They went to the wholesale. Later, became a distributor. We sold the store, and we became a distributor of groceries.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know Tish?
Yes, Tish Thomas.
Yeah, Tish Thomas, and mm-hmm. they bought our business. He also, that's how we got acquainted.
Oh, an old acquaintance.
Oh, yes, we knew him before, the kids knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember in Edgar Lacey's class, I was invited there with other people to have dinner with them. She's been with him since then.
So did you decide to move to California?
No,
when you sold the house?
To California. No, I decided to move to California only when my mother passed away. I wasn't going to leave it.
Well, she was still in Milwaukee.
Yeah, and she passed away about 11 years ago. The kids were after me, I should move here because of my condition. They thought the area is better. It was mm-hmm. at the time, now it's not. And they were going to settle down here. So I told them, no, as long as my mother lives, I just wouldn't make the move. I have to be there.
Did you live with your mother
no.
during those last years?
No. She lived with my younger sister. See, I had a small apartment after I sold the house.
Mm-hmm.
I had a small apartment, but my sister had a big place. She lived in a Jewish neighborhood, and my mother didn't think of moving to a non-Jewish neighborhood because she had the synagogue there. You know what the synagogue mm-hmm. is? The rabbi and all the Jewish atmosphere that she lived.
How long did your mother live?
Oh, she was 92.
My goodness.
And she was alert, and what happened to her, she fell, she broke her hip in the house.
Uh-huh.
And she was hospitalized, and they couldn't do much to, you know, at that age, it's very hard to do something.
Where did you go to work?
When did I go to work?
Well, when Laser died and you sold the house, you said you went to work again. Where did you work?
I worked in a... bookkeeping. I did bookkeeping in a store.
Mm-hmm. How did you work full time?
Full time. See, 20 years ago I was still as much as I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like I was 20 years younger.
So you lived all by yourself?
I lived all by myself. Till the kids came along and asked me to come to California.
That must have been awfully lonely. Although you had lots of friends.
So what about you? How much less lonely am I here than then?
You don't feel like there's a big difference?
In loneliness?
Yeah.
It's worse only because I'm older. See, I had a car there, and I could go places. Mm-hmm. Although in Milwaukee you could even get along with that car reaching places.
You can't do that here.
Here you can.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sister in Milwaukee. And was that there and it's out here.
When we talked last week about when you said that when the Communist Party collapsed and everyone was leaving, did that happen before Laser's death or afterwards?
Leaving for where?
You said you left the party, that it just...
That was in time of McCarthy.
So that
was when McCarthy came to power.
So the early 50s now.
The early 50s. Yeah, later they're still living.
Do you... how did the hand of McCarthyism touch you or the people you knew? I mean, did you know...
Don't forget, Liam had something to do with that, too.
Yeah.
Liam was our son. You read, didn't you read the book? Liam's...
I know, but I want to know how it affected you.
How it affected us? Well, it affected to the extent that people that we were very close to would meet us in the street and turn their rights away from us, not to answer our law
mm-hmm.
or something. And one of our former friends, on the day McCarthy died, she called us back and she said, "Bessie, now is the time for us to renew our friendship." think that's...
What did you think was going on then? I mean, did you think that that was a period that was just going to go on and on and on?
Well,
and on?
We didn't know how long it was going to. Well, it's still on, yes, me, to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I own? You didn't die with him, did it?
I mean, the 60s was kind of like an interruption in it.
Sure. It became, well, he lost out. And people, I suppose, couldn't find the there was nobody else to take his place to the same extent that he was.
Mm-hmm.
And within that, his party came down too.
Yeah. Both Bill and Leon started college early, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
When they were young, 16, 17?
No, 15, 16, you mean. Mm-hmm. Leon was 15.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill was 16. Bill was 16. See, Leon didn't graduate from high school. He took an exam at that time. Hutchins, at the order of Hutchins, he was the head at the University of Chicago. He was the what do you call that now?
Chancellor.
Okay, call him that.
Mm-hmm.
He gave a chance students to take the exam, university exams, and if they could. They disregarded the fact that you didn't graduate from high school.
Mm-hmm.
So Leon wanted this, and Bill at the time was in Chicago, and he thought it was a very good idea for Leon to take the exam. Why should he wait in high school to graduate if he has a chance to get in, if he can get in? So he took the exam, and he got in. He was 15.
Wow.
See, in Bill's time, there wasn't such a thing. You had to graduate from high school to get in the University of Chicago. At that time, the University of Chicago was considered one of the greatest universities.
Mm-hmm.
Not now anymore. Next to Yale and Harvard.
Had you saved up money to send them to school, or did they work their way?
No, they got scholarships.
Scholarships?
See? Bill never paid one penny in tuition. And Leon didn't pay, paid tuition in Chicago, but when he turned, after 3 years, I think he went to Madison, Wisconsin, so they turned all his C and all his B's, you know, A's, the credits to A's, because University of Chicago rated higher.
Wow.
And then he started, he was on all scholarships, too.
Did you know back then that Leon was going to be a lawyer and Bill was going to be an economist? And was that their ambition
then? No, Leon started out, he got into anthropology. He was very interested in anthropology at the University of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't, if he were to graduate there, he couldn't get into Madison, Wisconsin, because it was, at a certain time, so he had to be there at a certain time. So he didn't have a chance to graduate from the University of Chicago in anthropology. He got into the University of Wisconsin Law School because he was advised to get into law because doing anything else, they thought he wouldn't have a chance. But working as a lawyer...
Because of his political background?
Yes. So working as a lawyer, he could do work for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being hired by someone.
When did Bill get married?
Well, when he returned from the war, he got married when he was 21 years old. He was married, I have to figure out all this years.
When he was 21?
Yeah, he was 21. Liam was 22.
Mm-hmm. When either one of them got married, did you have very much role in who they picked out to marry? I mean, did you know either of their wives very well before they were engaged?
No. You didn't know any. The first time I met Shirley, and that's Bill's wife, that was at the University of Chicago when I came visiting. See, I went there to Bill, where he went to school, in the 70s, he took me out for dinner at school,
mm-hmm.
and brought Shirley along to introduce her to me. And that's the only time I met her, but it was just a girl. I didn't have an idea. It's going to be Shirley. It's going to be his wife.
What about Alita?
Alita, I even knew less, because she was in New York. But in, he went to Madison to see Leon, both of us, later in one weekend. And he said he'd like to take a friend of his out for dinner with mm-hmm. us. So he brought Alita along. He never told them not to, neither of them, interfered with whomever they chose. They are witnesses.
Did you ever get close to either Alita or Shirley? I mean, do you feel closer than them, to them than just being mother-in-law? I mean, did you want to be friends with them as well?
We were much closer, Alita and I were much closer in Milwaukee, I think, than we are here. She's too busy with her friends, and I'm helpless here. In Milwaukee, I used to go there so often to them because the kids were little,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they benefited by my coming there. I don't know. I take the kids to me to sleep overnight, and I then go to the weekends because I was working all the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got closer there than here. She's too busy with other things and her friends.
What about Shirley?
Shirley, I don't know you well. Because, see, they lived a short while in Chicago, and then they went to England. Their son, who is 20 years as old as Mike,
mm-hmm.
was born there.
Hmm. So they've become British, practically.
So I didn't have a chance to know Shirley as well as I did Alita.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think Shirley is more reserved than Alita. Yeah, Alita is more open.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about becoming a grandmother? Was Michael the first
one? Yeah, he's just, I think, 6 weeks older than Ali. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, I don't know. I felt like I was all grandmothers too. They lived in New York at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't see much of Mike. It was Manya that knew Mike when he was a little kid.
How come, of your three grandchildren, you said you're closest to Danny, and I was wondering why you are closest to him?
Oh, I'll tell you why. See, when Danny was maybe 2 years, no, a year and a half, David was born.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that how much of how they are about?
Yeah.
So, and Alita went to work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike was about 5 years, because he's a few years, I think he's 3 years older than Danny. So, what happened was that Danny was left, like, on the sea, and they had a girl who was taking care of David, because he was a newly born child, so he couldn't help. Mike was already more grown up, like when they served lunch, Mike could take care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Danny was only 2 years old. I was working was just a block away from them. So Alita,
the bookkeeping place?
Yeah. So Alita asked me if it's possible lunchtime to come in there and help her with the kids serving them lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I used to do. And it was Danny that depended on me.
Mm-hmm.
And he became very attached to me. And I liked him a lot from childhood on. I thought he was different than the other kids. See, although he's very slow in comparison to David or with Mike, you know.
In what respect?
He's slow, like if he has to do something or even wrong, or I'll start a bicycle. He was always behind.
Mm-hmm.
But See, maybe because I sympathized with him that he couldn't perform and he felt inferior because of that, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I was giving to help him. They didn't need my help in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, I think he liked to contribute on, he was interested in learning. Like if I want to explain to Mike something, like 2 and 3 is 5, he wasn't interested. But David, Danny, was. You know, I used to take him to school in Boston where they lived.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed with him, then Alita wasn't feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
She just came back from New York, and she couldn't attend to the kids. So I came with Liam. You know, Liam picked me up in Milwaukee to come to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And Alita was left in Boston in last, but like you know the story. So I came there. And Danny got very attached to me because Alita wasn't around. And as I told you, that David, that girl taking care of him, didn't mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just got so attached. And I took him, I told you, I used to take him to school. On the way back, he had to go to the toilet to urinate and was still maybe a block or two away from home. So I said, okay, let's speed up, let's get fast so you don't get wet.
Mm-hmm.
So he was running zigzag, so he said to Danny, Danny, you know that a zigzag is longer than a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
So he said to me, well, it depends how long the long line is or something like that. And I thought that was it being bright.
Mm-hmm.
For a kid, a kindergarten kid, to realize that a zigzag is longer than a... I told him it was longer.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that it depends how long the straight line is or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That when I came back home and I told that to Alita, I said, you know, you'll see that Danny will be there, he'll be to school.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was interested in math, he was interested in other things than the two other kids. But like they were playing with the guns, you know,
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't talk about.
Hmm.
He didn't care. He didn't care.
Did you continue going to school when you were working as a bookkeeper? Did you go to school then at all?
No, then in those 2 years I didn't. But other than that, I constantly went to school, mm-hmm. learning English. I went to college there in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned to you that Madison, Wisconsin has an extension in Milwaukee.
What kind of classes were you interested in taking?
Literature, maybe.
Mm-hmm. English or
English
Russian?
No, up there I was taking English. Once I got into a Russian class, I was going to take Russian. So it happened that the teacher was Polish, not Russian. And you know, for somebody that's from Russia, can tell the difference between.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave that up. Yeah, I was taking English.
You go to UCLA now.
Yeah.
Extension. And what kind of classes?
Why do you say extension?
Well, do you?
Is that it's this year. Is that an extension? Not here. You think the one across the street?
Yeah.
No.
Where do you
go to the UCLA Liam Stephen.
UCLA?
You know, there's about one across the street from me.
Uh-huh.
That's extension. And the other is the regular, you said extension.
Oh, so you go to the regular?
Yeah.
What kind of classes have you been taking at UCLA?
The Russian literature. Just the Russian literature.
What do you think of it?
The Russian literature?
No, of going to that school right
now. No, it's my choice. Nobody's sending me. I think it's... sometimes I strike the right teachers. See, there are very few Russian teachers. Yeah, some Americans teach Russian,
mm-hmm.
and some some teach Russian literature in English. But I always choose to be in the class where they teach Russian literature by Russian professors.
I guess what I'm asking you is, over the time that we've talked to each other, I've realized that you're somebody who's always pursued education for the sake of education, for the sake of learning, not that you were going to get a degree and then do this, or that you were going to get a job and do that.
I could have had, maybe I did a foolish thing that I didn't. Alita always tells me that. See that even though, because you have to pay to get a credit, you have to pay yearly tuition, and I couldn't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just taking classes. Anyway, at my age, I could never have gotten a job, anything, with a degree or without. So it wasn't the degree that I was after. I was after the education, for education's sake.
Moving back a little bit, what did you think of the whole social movement during the 60s, the anti-war movement, the whole thing with young people and so on? Being as somebody who came from the old left, how did you see the political scene that was happening?
I didn't think it was anything very effective. You mean the Ukraine or the knife?
Yeah, I mean, although I was just a little kid during the 60s.
Yeah.
Why didn't you?
So was mine.
Why didn't you think it was effective?
Because I don't think they were organizing. It wasn't a small scale. I know that the capitalists are much better organized than the workers are.
Mm-hmm.
And not having organization on a big scale, that it couldn't gain anything.
What about the mass student demonstrations and so on?
And maybe it was helpful, but that's all. I didn't think it was so great. Mm. It's all right to express your discontent, whatever you think wrong. But it won't be similar to the Russian Revolution.
I guess not. I think the last thing I wanted to ask you was, when you look back on your life up till now, what do you think about it? Are there things that you regret you didn't do or you did do? What's your perspective on it?
Everybody has perspective. What I didn't do, I never thought that I'd be left alone. See, I was always the sick between the two of us, my husband and myself. Mm-hmm. I was sick, he was well. So I was never in a position to think of myself that I'll have to. I was in a position, that's not the correct word. I never thought that I'd have to do anything by myself. See, at that time it wasn't like now, that you want the extra, you want a job for yourself, and mm-hmm. at least as holding a job for yourself. But in my times, I was always active. You know, we had the grocery store, and I was just as active as my husband was. And whatever else he undertook to do, and it was in the wholesale business, I was taking care. I did the bookkeeping for one thing. Mm-hmm. I was needed. It would be hard for him to do it without me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I started going to school steadily, and I never thought of a degree of some sort. Foolishly. See, I regret that. I could have had a degree. In Milwaukee, I didn't have to pay tuition like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was $3 a semester, $6 a semester. Because it was a local, I was from Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did it because I wanted to learn.
Well, did you not try to get a degree because you just didn't have confidence in yourself, or you just didn't even think of it?
No, I never thought of it. Nobody ever suggested it to me, and I never thought it was important. That's true that I have no confidence in myself. But that was only part of it.
Mm-hmm. When Is there any, well, I don't know if there would be one thing, but are there any things in your life you feel that you did that were really important? I don't mean that important to the entire world, but that you feel really good about, that you feel just...
I feel that we contribute, although I don't want credit for the Leon and Alita the way they are, people think they are, that they are, you know, they were brought up in a very poor atmosphere. We lived in...
Not intellectually, but...
Very poor. We lived in a black neighborhood, in the poorest black neighborhood. And that's where they went to school, and they always went to school, in black school. In the, what do they call the oldest in school, the head of the school. Yeah.
Principal.
The principal told me once, Miss Clapton, why don't you move Liam to a different school, in a white school? And I said to him, well, if he, maybe he can't learn here, but maybe others can learn from him. And I never took him out from that black school. And they too graduated to at the not black neighborhood because we lived there. And we just didn't consider it something important to move or regret it. And they always did so well. See, they had no cause for alarm. Like a lot of parents say that how much can you learn with being the black, so it's not that that they come down in the education because of the black or something like that. They did so well that we just didn't have any concern about that. So when Bill went, when Bill was 16, he graduated from high school, he applied for the scholarship. University of Chicago, and as I told you before, University of Chicago rated very high there. So I said to him, Bill, you know that we can't support you there. And so he said, oh, bigger fools than I got through on scholarships, even at the University of Chicago. So he applied and he did that. It was the first, his first scholarship, and from then on it went on after on.
So you feel like
Maybe the atmosphere. People give us credit, but I think the credit belongs to them. That they, you know, two things are necessary for education, I think. It's a desire and ability. And they had it, I think they had both. They were able, and they had a desire, you know. Because we weren't pushing, we never pushed them to do things. The school.
If you had had a daughter, do you think you would have pushed her as much to succeed?
We didn't push them either. Just check with Leon how much pushing we did.
Not much.
But never. They just wondered. They changed to Madison, Wisconsin. He had a reason and he wanted to go there. You know why he changed? I told you. I explained you to become a lawyer, and in order to do that, it was a better chance in Madison, Wisconsin, so I didn't have to take the exam that you could practice in Wisconsin.
What are your immediate plans right now? How do you plan your days?
It's just, I have nothing to do, and it ends up like everybody else ends up. Theoretical, but you just take day by day, see it's the school and the books, and sometimes program on television of interest. And I realized that I'm not in the proper atmosphere.
Well, thank you.
Are you all finished?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.